An important message from the Colorado Livestock Association as leadership understands the uncertainty that has resulted from COVID-19. With the health and safety of our attendees and their families top of mind, the Colorado Livestock Association's Board of Directors has decided to cancel the 2020 CLA annual meeting. Complete details are online at coloradolivestock.org.
Being a Colorado Farm Bureau member has its benefits. From outstanding insurance to products and services, Farm Bureau members have access to an extensive member benefits program, like $1,000 off the Polaris Brutus UTV or 20% off hotels. Take advantage of these benefits and go to coloradofarmbureau.com.
The Colorado Beef Council has created a new online directory to help connect Colorado farms and ranches that sell beef with consumers who want to buy it. Here's Executive Director Todd Ingley.
You know, we raise some of the country's best beef in this state, and Colorado consumers really deserve to have that opportunity to directly take advantage of that.
Check out the Colorado Beef Directory by visiting the Colorado Beef Council's website at cobeef.com. This message brought to you by Colorado beef producers and their $1 per head beef checkoff.
Ag Fact of the Day. Colorado farmers and ranchers contribute $41 billion to our state's economy and employ nearly 173,000 people. This Ag Fact is courtesy of the Colorado Corn Farmers Checkoff Dollars and the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee.
Tri-State, a power supplier to electric cooperatives across the West, committed to a cooperative approach to a clean grid. Learn about Tri-State's Responsible Energy Plan at tristate.co-op.
Welcome back to This Week Inside the Barn with me, Brian Ulmer.
My guest once again is Ryan Craybill, BDS Ag's new Director of Business Development. Now, if those folks out there listening to this right now are interested in learning more about BDS, what does it cost to use your services? Is there somewhere online that they can find that information?
Yeah, so we the best way to find out that information is for us to connect and to have a conversation. It's hard to say exactly this, X number of dollars are going to get you into the program. We recognize that every commodity is different. And so it all comes back to the data points and the amount of data that is being produced for a given commodity and working to kind of centralize and standardize that data in a way that makes sense across the board. So it would depend on commodity by commodity.
That makes sense. So medias.re is the website. You guys also have a huge social media presence too, right?
Well, I don't know. We're there. And if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's around to hear it, does it actually fall? No, we're working on it. So we want to be there because that's where people communicate, and so we want to be a part of that conversation. And we feel that between our experience, certainly in the ag space, and then also in the data management space, that we have something to offer in general that can contribute to social dialogues in that regard.
So you guys are on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So what sets Medias Ag apart from others in the industry that may be offering similar products or services?
Yeah, so I would go back to the comment I made earlier, which is at its core, Medias Ag is an agricultural company providing software solutions specific to agricultural data, whereas I think there's a lot of companies out there that may have a significant investment that are maybe on the software side and trying to move towards the agricultural piece of it. And so I think that's a very key distinction for us, and something that we're very proud of is that we understand agriculture because we've lived it for, a long time. And we understand that the unique challenges that are in agriculture, you can't just turn the dial and change the design on a variety. There's a lot of work that has to be done prior to that. And by the same token, the environmental stressors that are out there, It's not like something that can just be controlled in a lab. I mean, you're out there in agriculture and agricultural research by extension, they're out there working in conditions that can't be replicated. And so I think that that's a key distinction.
I know we've covered quite a bit and probably just touched on the surface of several topics that Medius Ag offers its customers. But any final thoughts or maybe something we might have missed that you wanted the folks to know about?
You know, I think you've done a great job of providing kind of a primer and a start on what we're able to offer. And when it comes down to it, you know, we are here to deliver agricultural data solutions, which, you know, there's the movement generally is towards more collaboration. And so that's really where we step in, is being able to empower those research programs out there across private and public sectors that are working to collaborate and improve the data that on which they're working. I saw a quote not too long ago that said, you know, data is kind of like, it's kind of like oil straight out of the ground. And the more you refine it, the more useful it becomes. And so that's what we're really there to do, is to really help our stakeholders, whether they're in the research world or out in the production area, refine that research and really make it useful for today's growing markets.
Those comments once again from my guest, Ryan Krehbiel, Medius Ag's new Director of Business Development. I really appreciate your time, Ryan. I look forward to our next visit right outside the barn down the road.
Thank you, Brian. It's been a pleasure.
Medius Ag, research, reclaimed, renewed, reimagined, reinvented, refined. Stop sifting through spreadsheets. Put your data to work for you. For more information, visit medius.re or connect with Medius Ag once again on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram as well. Well, that's a wrap on this week's show. Special thanks to my guest once again, Medius Ag's new Director of Business Development, Ryan Krehbiel. You can check out his full unedited interviews and learn more about his background online inside the barnfarmmedia.net, which is also where you'll find the latest national, regional, and of course more Colorado Ag news too. Until next time, this is Brian Almer. Hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for making this week Inside the Barn part of it. Take care, folks, and God bless.